Those 7 days have almost passed. They're coming for you. Like a wolf sizing up its prey. Wondering who's next.
First runner-up, Columbia.
Dumb-dumb, learn how to read.
You know what I say? I say, fuck that guy, is what I say.
Yeah. Fuck him in his stupid ass.
Bad, Travis Hayes. Bad.
Bada bing, bada boom.
If you wake up in the morning and you meet assholes all day, you are the asshole.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
Guys, hello, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good friend Drunkard STL on the Twitters. And Travis, also my good friend. Travis, also here. We're all here.
That's me. I'm a here.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. When Drunk came in and he saw the cups.
Was he excited?
He did not appear to be excited, Travis. What he said was, oh, is this what you're going to be doing tonight? He's already off of it, Travis. He's already off of it.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe the first words were, what the fuck?
Was it what the fuck?
I said, what the fuck?
Drunk, you see, what you have is the mouth that America trusts.
To the authority.
And, Travis, see, what happens almost every time Drunk comes over is I offer him a ice-cold Coca-Cola. And he wants the ice-cold Coca-Cola. He loves it. And I want to be a good host, Travis. I want to be a good host. And what if all this time I've been giving Drunk inferior cola?
There are a lot of colas out there.
Apparently, Travis. Today, I went to 11 stores, Drunk.
You know you're a crazy person, right?
Drunk, I went to 11 different stores, and I purchased 12 individual brands of cola. And see, what I'm hoping is that not only can Drunk find Coke and Pepsi. I want Drunk to do, you know, the Pepsi challenge. You got a 50-50 shot of getting it right.
So you're doing like a, you're doing
not a
like a
very good control. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, you say, oh yeah, I think this one's Coke. I mean, you got a 50% chance of getting it right, you know?
Okay.
So what I thought was, if I give you 12 colas, Drunk, you don't have to guzzle the whole goddamn thing. So yeah, you sip them.
It's like a wine tasting.
What I want is I want you to find Coke and Pepsi to see if we're buying name brand cola for any good reason, or if we could get away with a cheapie. And I want you to rank them also. I want to find out what the best one is of the 12.
I mean, I do enjoy a good Bubba Cola every now and again.
Spoiler alert, Drunk. Bubba Cola is not among the 12. Couldn't find it.
Because you got to go to Save-A-Lot for that.
Save-A-Lot. See, that's the one goddamn place I didn't go.
You didn't go to Save-A-Lot today, Mike.
I went to Aldi's. Travis, I went all over. So I probably shouldn't reveal to him what they are, right? He should rank them by letter.
Right.
And then tell me which ones he thinks are Coke and Pepsi,
Also, don't reveal where you got them from, because Drunk might be a connoisseur and know what every store brand is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so,
it's funny, too, because what did I bring today?
He brought you a Surge.
I brought me a 16-ounce can of Surge. And I was,
yeah, you saved that. You put that away in your refrigerator.
That nice, get that in the fridge. Can of Surge.
So, Travis, all of our fun games have a theme song, and I felt this one was no exception.
Before we get into this, can I do a thing?
A thing?
Can I, like, go upstairs and get, like, a big old vat of ice so I can throw some ice cubes in here?
I mean, I got ice cubes in the fridge. They're probably shitty ice cubes that have been floating around in
whatever. That's
cans.
You don't got, like, an ice bucket?
See, I didn't want to compromise the flavor of the Sody Pops, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to water it down.
Well,
that makes sense.
Well, yeah. You got to do it. Yep, I hear you.
You know, like, I didn't know how long they'd be sitting here, you know?
Right. That's like trying different whiskeys.
They have been sitting on ice, so they're not room temperature. They should be cold.
You know, we were just watching, the wife likes that television program American Housewife. You know of this show?
I do not.
It's got that little thicker gal from, she was in the Eastbound and Down that Kenny Powers really liked. In any event, there was a thing where their daughter presented the grandma with a cocktail. And you know how people enjoy frozen grapes as like a snack? Well, she used, in place of ice cubes, she tossed the frozen grapes in there because it...
like when you're done with your beverage, at the end you have like a little snack.
Yeah, and also it doesn't dilute the flavor of your beverage. It doesn't water it down.
My lady uses these like... plastic diamonds or whatever that she keep throwing
but then,
back in the fridge.
Then you don't get that delicious snack when you're done with your beverage.
We have those plastic with the little plastic beads, the ice packs, and they last like 8 seconds. you freeze them, and then you're like, oh, I need to put this on my aching muscles. You stick it on there, and it's warm as shit, like right away. It's
that must
garbage.
Be, you know, if you need to do cold and then do heat right away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think I don't think you can microwave it though. So Drunk, you're not excited about the cola game?
Well, if it's cola, I can. Yeah,
it's all cola, Drunk. Every one of those is a goddamn cola.
No tricks here. This isn't bamboozled.
Let's get in the mood, Drunk. Get in the mood for some colas.
It's funny because I see you have a 1 through 12 on the sheet, but they're labeled A, B, C, D, E.
Well, you're ranking the letters. So A is probably not going to be 1. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I didn't want to give them numbers. That would just get too confusing. You don't want to say 12 is number 10.
Okay. I understand now. Thank you.
I bought some cans, most of them red. I will not drink them. You will instead. 'Cause you got the mouth America trusts, but there's 12 choices, so good fucking luck. Good fucking luck. Tell me which one's Pepsi. Which one is Coke? Give them a ranking. Inform all these folks. You don't have labels. You don't have names. All you have is your mouth to play this sweet game. So, Drunk, give it a little sip, you know? Okay. Give one of these a little sip.
So, can you...
I feel like going forward, all theme songs must be sung live.
That wasn't sung live, Travis. That was pre-recorded. Okay.
So, can you make me a small guarantee?
Now, Uncle Hall says that Pepsi has more sugar and tastes noticeably sweeter. He's giving you some tips.
Right.
Give you a guarantee. Okay, what's the guarantee?
Guarantee me that none of these are diet.
None of them are diet.
Okay. Or zero calorie or...
There is one in there that claims to be zero calorie. But I think that if you looked over the top of them, you could probably figure out which one that is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But all the rest of them are just straight up colas drunk. Okay. Straight up colas. So, Travis, did you see the hubbub with the Netflix and the Steven Spielberg and all his goings on?
Yeah, he's been kind of on a tirade. This is not the new. This is not the first time that Steven Spielberg has kind of shit on the Netflix model about distributing movies. I guess I understand, and I don't know how much of it is like kind of a spin like the internet likes to do, but Steven Spielberg, I think his biggest gripe is that he feels that movies should be seen in theaters, right? Like, and I don't disagree with that. Like, there's plenty of mediocre movies that I've seen.
So why does he put any of his movies on DVD or...
Well, he's talking about the first run. Like, he wants the first experience to be in the theater, and then if you like the movie enough, you take it home.
Well, not everybody's got $80 to go see a movie in the theater.
Right, and I'm not commenting on that. I'm just commenting on his point. Like, well, his point is that movies should be seen in the theater, and I don't disagree because I've seen mediocre movies in the theater that I thought, oh, wow. I walk out, and I'm like, man, that was really good. And then I follow it up with a home viewing after it hits, like, Blu-ray, and I'm like, man, that's not as good as I remember.
Well, at the offset, when I saw it, I had the opinion, well, fuck you, Steve. Make a better movie then. I mean, that was my initial reaction was I saw him bitching about how Netflix is in the running. And me being of the opinion, well, everything should be in the running. If you made a film, let's pick the best ones and give them awards.
I'll tell you what, there is no more of a movie that could be classified as Oscar bait than Roma is, the Netflix movie in question. That thing is, I couldn't even watch it. It's so boring, but like intellectual, right? Like, so it's full of symbolism. And it's, there's nothing.
Is it a subtitled movie though, right?
And it's subtitled, right? It's black and white. It's subtitled. And there's, I mean, it's like a family drama, which is fine. But it's not any different than any other family drama that I've seen, except for its pretentiousness, right? So it is an Oscar movie, because most of these Oscar movies I don't see. Usually I don't see these biopics, these like where Gary Oldman plays this guy or Leonardo DiCaprio plays this guy, just because I don't think I've seen a Steven Spielberg movie besides Ready Player One in probably 10 plus years.
Did you see that Green Book?
No.
My wife watched it. She said it was fine.
Yeah.
How many letters have you tried so far?
I've gone through A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, here's E.
E, thank you.
I just have like a big like a barrel with all of them sitting on them. So I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to the order of them. Maybe what I should have done is I should have wrote down A through whatever, and you should have given them like a number of stars so that you could eventually.
Right.
Would that have been better?
I'm trying to figure out how to do this still. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll figure it out. We got a whole goddamn show, Drunk.
Yeah. I feel like he needs to sample every single one of them right away so he can like circle back and be like, oh, I think I like this one.
Drunk's
and
not then a fan of E, Travis.
Not a fan of E. Let me take a look at my list. I'm going to take a look at my list.
Is E a good one?
It's not one I've ever heard of.
Here's F. So my opinion, actually, I feel like kind of changed a little bit, Travis, because I read somebody, and I wish I had written down who it was that I read, but it was like, you know, one of those things where they like start something off and then tell you it's a thread, and before you know it, you've read like 40 tweets by this guy.
Yeah, right.
And he was detailing this whole thing about, now, when like movies were still fucking silent, like this is like in the late 30s, the United States Department of Justice actually sued the big five movie companies, MGM, Warner, Fox, Universal, and Columbia, because what they were doing is, like, they were buying theaters, or at least large stakes in theaters, and then just, like, showing their own movies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was absolutely... That was during the time of, like, studio deals and things where, like, the studios really ran the entire movie industry.
Right, they had the whole goddamn deal. And yeah. So, like, whatever movies they had out would play for a whole year. And if you weren't in on the big five, your movie just wasn't getting in a goddamn theater.
Yeah, you're kind of fucked.
And so, like, the argument that he was making was that, you know, the Supreme Court ruled 7-1 that they needed to divest their shit out of theaters and kind of, like, be open to competition. And then theaters kind of had the choice of what they would and wouldn't play and for how long. And that kind of ended up being what, you know, the studios cater to. I mean, they want to make movies that are going to do well in theaters. And so they're not able to take as many chances. They're not as able to, you know, try as many weird things and, you know, do different things. And Netflix doesn't adhere to that at all. Netflix does whatever the fuck they want, because
yeah, they say, hey, make here's some money, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, like, I guess not a fan of H?
No.
H is, Travis, is H a good one?
H is
you laugh yeah. at H?
H is a good one.
Okay. So I guess in that respect, I kind of get it a little bit, but at the same time, still, I guess, I mean.
But that's like you saying, that's like saying monopolies are fine, right? Like, so if the studios are not willing to take chances on talent, that's their fucking fault, right? So Netflix says, hey, there's this guy that made a bunch of blockbuster movies. He made a bunch of money. Let's give him some money and let him make whatever the hell he wants. And what he made was very pretentious and I think was only for him. But it's getting a bunch of buzz now, right? So why shouldn't Netflix be recognized for taking that chance?
So I guess right? The question you got to ask is, do you want to make money or do you want to make art?
Right,
and
exactly.
If you're in the art business, like I guess Netflix is. I mean, Netflix wants to make money, of course.
Oh, of course.
But Netflix doesn't give a fuck. They just want to throw like that that stupid ass Jake Gyllenhaal movie, something Velvet Buzzsaw.
Is that terrible?
I mean, it's not good, Travis. But I mean, like, you know, they're just like, oh, Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. Yeah, sure, we'll buy it. Who gives a shit? I mean, yeah, it's a bad movie.
Right.
But we all watched it, and they don't care if it's good or bad.
Well,
they
Netflix
just care
has-
that you show up to watch it.
Netflix has tons of movie money to throw around, because if you think about it, I can't remember how many millions of subscribers they have, but if you figure even at the low end, people are paying $11 a month. If you actually multiply that by the amount of subscribers they have, and then also multiply it by, like, you know, 12 months in a year, that company is like has billions of dollars in subscriber cash. So they can throw their money around to try to grab more subscribers. But that's the thing. When a company is able to take chances like that or willing to take chance, I mean, they're paying a lot of money to have friends on the service, right? They're paying a lot of money to have things on the service that people want to rewatch, like The Office. You know, if I had a dime for every time somebody said, oh, I'm rewatching The Office for the 15th time, I'd be a rich man. But
Drunk's giving me a shitty look, Travis.
The studios painted themselves into a corner with the fact that how they've treated theaters in the past, right?
No, no. Ugh.
Which one doesn't he like?
Oh, no.
He doesn't like the one that we thought he wouldn't like. And, let me tell you, out of curiosity, I tried that one too, and he's right.
I'm not even going to.
You want to go ahead and write that one down at number 12?
Yeah.
Is that the last one or the second to the last one?
I was hoping,
K or L?
I was hoping it was going to K.
K.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was going to be Pepsi Clear, and that is not Pepsi Clear.
Oh. It's like a rye version of a cola.
What's funny, though, is after this big lawsuit when they had to divest from all of their theaters, they also decided that their back catalogs were worthless and sold those off too. A couple years before TV, cable TV started buying all that shit up.
Well, that's why Spielberg is super pissed off, though, is because he started his own production company, DreamWorks, right, in like the 90s, because it was profitable. Movies were profitable. DVD was profitable. Like, you're still making money off of movies. That's when, like, an independent movie would cost, like, you know, $2, $3, $4 million to make. And they were taking chances on those. There's like imprints like Miramax and things that were recouping their cash, at least on the back end, with like DVDs, like home releases. But that doesn't exist anymore because nobody thinks they should pay for anything. And everybody's just streaming everything. And so there's no chances being taken because you're not going to recoup the cash. And Disney, now that they own like every single studio, their requirement from theaters is, it used to be like, studios would split movie like ticket sales 50-50 with the theaters, the actual theaters, for the first weekend. And it would start to decline as the weekends went on, where, you know, they would want so much money. And then all of a sudden the theater could recoup all of their money if they ran it for 6 months. They would get every dollar of the ticket sales.
Well, they just keep it in theaters until it made its money back.
Exactly. Where, like, Disney now, and I'm not, this might not be completely accurate, but it's in the ballpark, where Disney wants, for the first like 2 to 3 weekends, for all of their Marvel movies, all of anything, all of any of their animated stuff that makes a bunch of money, they want like 80% of the ticket sales for like the first 2 to 3 weeks, and then it starts to decline. But nowadays, movies don't last in the theaters for any more than like a month, 6 weeks. So when people are bitching about the theaters charging $15 for a bucket of popcorn, it's literally the only way that theaters are making money. But they have to have the new Marvel movie every time it releases, because otherwise people aren't coming to their theaters. Yeah, so Disney
they're not coming to see Roma.
Exactly. Disney's really taken advantage of the fact that they have kind of the monopoly, and the other studios see what they're doing, and they realize the only way to like make money is to release these giant blockbusters based on already existing IP, and then the theaters get kind of dicked out of it. So the only place people have for alternative cinema is fucking Netflix, or like Hulu randomly will make a movie, you know?
So yeah, make a better movie, Steve. I'm back on that side again, Travis.
Yeah, you don't have to make fucking Lincoln and then make whatever that was, that fucking war horror. I don't know. Just stop making that,
Travis,
shit.
Who was that horror guy we had on many years ago who made that movie on his fucking iPhone?
Rob Zombie.
What was that guy's fucking name? The horror guy.
People.
He made a movie on his iPhone, and he was like, yeah, I put out this horror movie on my iPhone. You can do whatever the fuck you want, Steve. Are you making money or are you making art? Get to work. Shut up.
Travis, can I ask you a question, buddy?
Yeah.
Do you own a bottle of Pepsi Blue?
I used to own like a half a dozen of them, and then they started making me money on eBay.
Oh, hustling Hulse.
Of course.
I haven't had a bottle of Pepsi Blue in my house for probably 4 to 5 years. I think the last one I sold for $60.
was Pepsi Blue a cola?
It was.
It was
a cola
flavor?
Blue cola. Yep.
I don't remember it. If you had asked me what did Pepsi Blue taste like, I'd tell you.
And you probably paid 99 cents for the 2-liter bottle at the time.
Yeah, it was a citrusy kind of flavor.
I paid, they were blowing it out because it was a bigger failure than Crystal Pepsi. Like, they had, like, Papa Roach or some shit, like, doing commercials for it on, like, the CW. And it did not take. So all over the place, they were blowing it out in, like, shopping carts for, like, hey, you want 10 of these for $1 and 20 ounce? Please, please take them.
Cherry Coke's out of syrup. This is my last resort.
But yeah, they do bring back crystal clear Pepsi every now and again.
I think I have one up in my fridge.
Last year was the first time they brought it back, or the year before, and then they brought it back for a second year in a row.
Yeah, I could go get a crystal Pepsi right now if you want. Yeah. Drunk.
I guarantee you, Pepsi Blue will be back in probably let me see. 10, 15,
2-3 years.
Probably about 4 years.
Rabbit Poundings checking in the chat says Pepsi Blue was gross. I think I agree with her, although I don't really remember it because I tried it once and I didn't like it.
What was the other one that I said was gross right off the bat? Was that E?
Beardy says Pepsi Fire. Pepsi Fire was pretty good. That had just a little zip to it.
It tasted like Fireball.
Now, Drunk, did any of them stand out to you as potential Cokes or Pepsis?
A couple, 3, 4, 4, 5, something like that.
Okay, so we're going to have to work our way back through those at some point.
Travis, what was the other one that I said was
didn't
gross?
Didn't he say H was gross?
He said he didn't care for H.
H.
And he hated K.
Yeah, K he was not a fan of.
K was the one where he audibly made disgusting noises.
Drunk does not like H.
That'll be number
Travis.
11 for me.
Yeah, H he doesn't care for. I know
says
that.
He's handed off H and K. He's already put those in the 11 and 12 spot. So see what Drunk does, Travis. He works on which ones he hates the most.
Gets them out of there.
He builds on that negativity. Yeah,
I do that with Jelly Bellies.
Do you?
I eat through them, and then all the shitty ones, or even Skittles. I'm like, which one do I like the best out of these new flavors? And then I kind of toss the other ones aside. And
Skittles
then I start
all have
out.
The same flavor, don't they? Skittles have the same flavor, they're just different colors.
Regular Skittles, but if you get the tropical, there are different, like the tropical ones and the sour ones actually do have a different flavor.
Yeah. The Brie Larson controversy, have you seen that, Travis? You were talking about Marvel movies.
I don't care. I'm a member of all these comic book groups
and everybody's mad.
It's the same thing as like that Comics Gate thing that I had brought up
before. Is it just the internet that's mad, or is it real people that are mad?
I think it's the internet causing real people to be mad. I don't think anybody would be mad on their own, but they get like a groupthink mentality.
Well,
and then every time you post about Captain Marvel, it's like, Brie Larson, hates men.
Every mention of Brie Larson or Captain Marvel on the internet has 40 comments of people saying that she's racist towards white men.
Yeah.
Which is not really a thing. I kind of feel like I'm Snopesing Twitter this week, but I didn't pull the clip. I pulled the interview that everybody's mad about, and I read it, and like it's nothing, Travis.
I haven't watched it, but is it empowerment for young girls?
It's in Marie Claire, is a magazine interview, and the interviewer is a disabled woman. And she kind of leads her into it. She says, I was thrilled you requested me to interview you. I thought this is game changing. It's the biggest opportunity I've had. Nobody usually wants to take a chance on a disabled journalist. I'd love to know what your particular reasons were. So, I mean, she's leading her into it. She's making herself part of the story.
Of course.
And Brie Larson responds to the question by saying, about a year ago, I started paying attention to what my press days looked like and the critics reviewing movies and noticed it appeared to be overwhelmingly white male. So I spoke to Dr. Stacy Smith, who put together a study to confirm that moving forward, I decided to make sure my press days were more inclusive. That's it.
Right.
So she said, I was just talking to all white males and I kind of figured if I had the opportunity,
let's switch it up.
I would like to talk to a varying degree of different people.
Right. Because when those people are on their press junkets, they're literally sitting in the same chair for 14 hours and they have people from different outlets coming in to interview them.
Just series of dudes carting in that look just like us, Travis.
Dudes come in for 14 hours for a 5 to 10 minute crack asking the same exact questions.
Bunch of neck beards. What was it like to put on that suit?
Oh, do you feel any pressure to be in this big franchise? You know, all these guys are there or whatever, you know?
Did you read Captain Marvel 300?
Yeah. Dude, can you tell me if the what you like about the Kree and what you don't like about the Skrulls?
What's Jude Law like?
You know, Gal Gadot was under this same kind of scrutiny when she was cast as Wonder Woman and they were making the Wonder Woman movie. The only difference is that she didn't, and I'm not, this is not a dig against Gal Gadot, she didn't make the news for requesting certain interviewers, right? So like Brie Larson's like, hey, let's switch it up a bit and let's get a little bit more inclusive with the people who are interviewing me, and she's getting just a ton of shit for it.
But
and this was
but I mean like before. Where do you get the racist against white men thing just because you're asking for something else? I mean, like, the white men are still coming. Let's just throw a black chick in there every now and then, you know? Let's get crazy.
These are the same shitheads that are pissed off, though, that were applauding those tiki torch guys in Virginia. They're like, oh, yeah, get yourself a tiki torch and walk up and down the street saying white ain't wrong. You know what I mean?
Charles, like, I made it, like, 3 days without Twitter.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Like, it was hard. I kept pulling my phone out of my, while I was waiting for elevators and stuff, kept pulling my phone out of my pocket and looking for it. And I was like, I need my tasty dose of like what everybody's pissed off about today. I need to be fueled by this rage. I need it. Yummy, yummy. What's the controversy today? Brie Larson, what did she do?
Mike, it takes you a long time to be able to, and I'm still not over Twitter. I still check in with it, everything, because I have a lot of comic creators and things that I follow on there. But it took me like a good solid 6 months to like just kind of throw it to the side and only use it how I want to. But I like, even like today I checked in, and like the number one trending topic was the fact that people are mad at Will Smith for he's going to be in a movie portraying the Tennis Williams sisters' father because he's not black enough.
He's not black enough.
He's not black enough to play a darker-skinned African-American.
So now, like, we're just turning on, like, black people for not being black enough.
You're not black enough. You shouldn't be playing that person who's obviously darker skinned than you.
Right.
These are fucking white people doing this. This is not African Americans that are mad at Will Smith for portraying the Williams sisters' dad. There's a bunch of fucking weird white people who have weird white guilt that are angry at a black man for portraying a differently skinned black man.
Yeah, unless it's the NFL season, I don't even look at Twitter unless I'm added.
You can't. You can't look at it.
If you add me, I'll respond.
I'm probably going to delete it again.
I backed a Kickstarter today. I was listening to one of my favorite comic book podcast, Word Balloon, and he was interviewing a writer inker that I really have liked for many years, and they have a Kickstarter out, like with one of my favorite artists, Tom Grummett. He did Superboy and Robin back in the 90s. And I was like, oh shit, I gotta back this. They're offering like commissions, right? Like they'll draw me a character of my choice and also give me this new book, their Kickstarter. So I like backed it, and I thought, this is something I want to share with my Twitter followers. I'm like, hey, back this. I'm backing this. Let's see. So what I tweeted it. And I was, well, I'm like, well, since I'm on Twitter, I should see what's trending. And that was the first fucking thing I saw was Will Smith is an asshole for paying a blacker dude than he is.
Travis,
you can't be on Twitter, guys.
Travis, was H the Frankenstein?
H was the hybrid.
It was.
Yeah.
Drunk H was all of them.
Yeah.
And you picked it out.
Good job, buddy.
It's pretty good. See, I'm telling you, he's got the mouth that America trusts, you know.
Hey, his mouth is a no spin zone. He's telling it like it is.
Right. Do you have a better way to do this? How are we going to do the top 10?
Yeah, at this point, a lot of them kind of taste similar.
Yeah. Once you get out the weird
right. At
Zivia
this point,
one.
I'm thinking I'm going to let the ice chill a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Make it a little.
I trust your judgment, Drunk. What I'm thinking, Travis, is like if this goes well and if we get the definitive list, Like, we can try this with all kinds of things. We can, like, make drunk 15 peanut butter sandwiches and shit. And find
to see if I can pick out which one's Jif.
It's like endless possibilities with this, right? I think we were chatting. I think it's like you could pick out all the different Cheerios, right? Like Toastios and Cheerios, and see if he, like, can get which one is which.
And make no mistake, whatever cola wins this ranking, like, is going to be the official cola of the WFOD program. I mean,
You're goddamn right.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go full hog on whatever it is. I don't know what it's gonna be, Travis, but
well, we'll be tweeting at the cola, the company that makes the cola. We'll be champ. I feel like we're gonna put a banner on the webpage, right? Like official cola of WFOD. And we're gonna get make commercials. Like we're all in because Drunk's favorite cola. That's important.
I will say this: I'm kind of surprised you didn't try to trick me with a Dr. Pepper in there.
I thought about it, but I just found so many goddamn colas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot on the market. And we're going to find the best one. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup. Drunk's going to sip some colas, Travis. After the break, though, I think that we do have an announcement, don't we? Are we going to announce something today?
Yeah,
Travis?
We should, right? Like the planning is in we, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
In the chat, Matt Leroy is vowing to drink whatever Drunk drinks. Hopefully, that's hard to say. Drink whatever Drunk drinks.
Hopefully it's something that's available in his market.
Well, drink whatever Drunk drinks.
Drink whatever drunk drinks, guys.
I think I got to pee now, and I'll probably have to pee again.
Drunk's going to go pee some cola.
Get a bucket for the next half of the show. WFOD!
You've seen Straight Out of Compton. You've seen All Eyes on Me. But in 2018, you will see the true face of hip-hop.
You ain't never gonna make it out of this suburban New Mexico life, X.
But I need to do my raps.
For the first time on screen, the true story of Exhibit's rise to fame. Make
some noise. We love you, Exhibit!
All of the struggles.
After three successful seasons, we have decided not to renew your cable television show.
The obligatory run-ins with the law.
Hello?
X, they revoked your license to drive in the Netherlands because you were going 160 in a 100. I guess your appearance at the charity race is canceled.
You've never seen a hip-hop biopic like this one. X to the Z, coming soon.
Hey, fuckwads, did you know that we're on the TuneIn app for your smartphones? Wherever you go. That's right, take us anywhere. Take us to the fucking mall, take us to the boat, take them in your car, do whatever the fuck you want. You can listen 24 hours a day to StrangeLabel.com. Download the app, search for Strange Label. StrangeLabel.com. On your phone! Phone!
We have breaking news out of New York City, where it appears a feat even Jimmy Fallon himself couldn't facilitate. The Friends cast has reunited in Times Square. They appear... Is this correct? Can we get confirmation on this? They appear to be wired with explosives.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Ms. Kudrow, Chaz Charlton from Action 7 News, why are you doing this?
How you doing?
They tampered with the re-release Crystal Pepsi supply. It's making everyone go crazy for early 90s nostalgia. Or whatever convoluted plotline is necessary to sell this bullshit.
We'll never surrender. We'll never quit. Because we're too legit to quit.
Nothing for you.
Reports coming out of Hartford, Connecticut indicate that the ALF epidemic has eradicated the city's cat population.
Now, this is a story all about how this town's about to get flipped upside down.
Bubble tape. It's 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them.
No, they
didn't. They couldn't. No! No! See? It's a giant...
Night, Michelle.
Everybody run! It's a giant Bob Saget!
We can't wait any longer. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
It's a mighty fine soda pop you got there, Travis. Crystal clear Pepsi. Looks good.
I appreciate that.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, this is the 392nd episode of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. And so
close to another epic anniversary.
Yeah. Typically... like when we hit those landmarks, we celebrate.
What did we do for 300? Didn't we release a show every day?
We did a show every day for a week, yeah. And for 200, we had Paul and Jesse and everybody back, and we did like.
For 200, wasn't I?
Yeah. And
Jesus Christ, man!
I don't remember what. I think for 100, like we just did like. Every bit we've ever done, like we just did like a...
I don't think I made it to 200.
You were at 200.
Was I?
We would not have done 200
I think I was on sabbatical, though.
On sabbatical, and I think you brought Paul and shit in to like cover that ground. So I could be wrong.
What we were thinking, guys, for 400, like we've done a lot of shticks. We've been around so long that like we've really done everything that you could do.
Or have we?
So the plan, I think, right now is...
it's a solid plan. This is happening.
This is the plan.
This is the plan. I'm in.
We're not spitballing the plan.
This is the plan. The plan is the plan. We're not deviating from the plan. What we are going to do is this.
Guys, we're going to do a 12-hour podcast-a-thon for...
a live marathon.
It's going to be, it's not going to be us sitting around saying, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? It's going
to
be planned.
It might deviate to that.
We're going to do the bits. We're going to do the show. We're going to, make a goddamn full attempt to be entertaining for 12 hours.
We're going to bring on friends.
That's the plan. Right.
Yeah,
now.
We're friends. We're going to have past guests, right? Like, this is all tentative, but our plan is to do some of our favorite bits again, like maybe revisit some things. We've been talking about obviously having our friends on as guests if they can commit. We're blocking all this off. We might return to sexy story time for the ladies.
If there's something that we haven't done in a while that you miss, let us know. But the date right now, if all goes according to plan, it is going to go according to plan, right? Travis, this is the...
this is according to plan. I am in. I think you're in, right? I think pretty much everybody's in. I think drunk is 50-50.
At minimum, I'm half show.
Right. May 4th. it is a Saturday. Mark it on your calendars. I would love for you all to join us.
We're gonna need it. We're gonna need you to be a part of this just to keep us going, right? Like we're it's 2 p.m. Central to 2 a.m. Central, I think, is the tentative times. we are going to absolutely need your interaction to keep us going.
So you know,
this is when the hotline becomes very important.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily yet what the podcasts will look like for that. I don't know if we're going to release it all, if we're going to put some of it up as Patreon exclusives, if some of it's just going to be live only. I don't know yet, so really the only way to know that you're going to hear it is to tune in live. I guess if we get like a good reaction in chat, if we have a good turnout, if we're satisfied that way, then we'll probably put it all out. But if nobody shows up, Travis, then we'll be vengeful and make sure that no one hears it ever.
No one will ever hear this, right? Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I feel like... the thing that will make this very special is for you to enjoy it live with us, right? Like, so if there's something that we deem necessary to release to everybody in a podcast form, I think we'll do that. But otherwise, I mean, the only way to experience the entire thing with us from fresh voices when we start right away to probably people who just want to go to sleep at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
The only way to experience that is to do it live.
So and 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. on right. Saturday, May 4th, the WFOD 400 podcast-a-thon is happening. So I'm sure we'll mention it again before then, Travis. But
I feel like we'll mention it every episode. I'm fucking psyched for it. I think it's going to be a really good time. I think we have a lot of cool things planned. If we can actually get them to come to fruition is one thing. But either way, I think that we're going to have a really good time.
And Drunk's going to eat 10 peanut butter sandwiches is what I hear, Travis. He's going to eat it. He's a whole bunch of them. You know what I'm saying?
So much peanut butter.
I do enjoy peanut butter.
You do?
I do.
So you swishing these bad boys around, you enjoying them?
These 10 are okay.
So it's going to be hard to choose from these.
Yeah, those Frankenstein and organic whatever.
You picked them out. You picked out the...
Yeah.
I tried the Frankenstein one, Travis, and I didn't really think it was all that bad.
Yeah, you didn't mind it. You didn't mind it.
Travis, do you remember... A long time ago, when I had my year where my butthole itched,
had the hungry butt.
I do. And it seems like just yesterday.
And I kept going to doctors. Doctors kept putting their fingers in my butt, trying to figure out what was wrong with it. Went on for like a year. And I went to three different doctors. I was on several different medications. I was given salves and lotions to try, Travis, and nothing worked. And I ended up figuring out that it was just that I was using wet wipes, and the wet wipes that I was using was irritating my butthole. So the other day, I was using those wet wipes, and I swore by those wet wipes, Travis. You use the wet wipes? I'll tell you.
Yeah, man. It's a shame that it doesn't work. Those wet wipes are amazing. I
can't bring myself to it.
It makes me feel fresh and clean, Drunk. Makes me feel so good. But I couldn't use them anymore. I had to go back to dry because it was making my butt itchy. So I went to the Walmart the other day, and I was browsing the aisles, looking for colas. And I ended up finding something called dude wipes.
Oh, is that just for dudes?
It's just for dudes, Travis. It's dude wipes. If gals try it, fuck them. They can't.
I think they burn, right? Like they use it and then they just start on fire.
It's just for dudes. And so I'm thinking, it said that like something wasn't in it. Like it had like a sticker on it that said, this is blah, 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 free, like some kind of chemical. It was
oh, like
free
there's
of
no
that.
Estrogen in there.
Yeah. Oh, cause it's for dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I just decided, you know what? I'm gonna try again. If I start getting that itch, I'll stop using them, you know? But, I mean, dude wipes, they're made for dudes, Travis, and I'm a dude.
Specifically. You're a dude.
And so I bought dude wipes, and I've been using them for a couple of days. And I'll tell you, so far, so good, man.
Zero itch?
So far, so good. So, like, I'll keep you guys posted. But right now...
Keep us posted. I feel like if this is something that... that works for you. I feel like we need to figure out who created this and talk to them.
Dude wipes? I think they have a whole dude line of products, Travis. I think that there's a whole bunch of dude things that are specifically for dudes. Brie Larson wouldn't like it, but
oh, you know, she'd hate it.
Drunk has marked one off, Travis. He has acknowledged that E is the next worst.
Okay, I can see that.
You can?
I can't wait to see his choices for Coke and Pepsi.
Do you think that he'll pick Coke and Pepsi 1 and 2? Do you think that no. Drunk is a name brand man?
Well, I just want to see what he thinks is Coke and what he thinks is Pepsi. I'm very curious to see if he hits it.
What was E, Travis? E is number 10.
So he's marked it out, right?
It's gone, yeah.
So we've got rid of K, which was the dry zero sugar cola.
Yeah, it was pretty crappy.
We've got rid of H, which was the hybrid of all of the colas. And now E is Boylan' Cane Cola, I would assume made with cane sugar.
Yeah. I bought that one at Big Lots. I think that was the most expensive of all of them.
Anytime you use
cane sugar. It was in a glass bottle. It was fancy. Oh,
okay. Anytime you use cane sugar, you're creating like a natural product. And cane sugar was actually used in all colas years ago, but we're so used to artificial sweeteners that cane sugar is really gross.
Let me give this a little try here. Let's see.
I gotta apologize to listeners. I just keep belching, and I cannot help it.
Hey, you're drinking a lot of cola, buddy. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, that's not really great.
It's not great.
It's overly sweet, I would say.
And it's got a little bit of an aftertaste.
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of reminds me of like a Fitz's, like one of those soda jerk places that make their own.
So far, soda. You would say that me and you are kind of lockstep here.
I would agree with you, yeah. I mean, I haven't tried all of them.
Okay, fair enough.
Are you lockstepping or are you dubstepping over there?
But yeah, that isn't a particularly good one, no. Are you ready to make any more declarations here?
Yeah, let's give these another try here. Let's give these another try.
Travis, he still has 9 to do, and the show is winding down. Yeah,
we don't have a lot of show left.
I got you. We'll have Drunk. To make split second decisions.
I mean, this is important. The people, they demand it. They want to know what is the official cola of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Yeah, they're just getting tasting so similar.
Yeah, so you're just going to have to knock ones out that rub you the wrong way, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that works. That absolutely works.
So, Travis, is there something that you're looking forward to for 400? Something that, that you remember us doing that we haven't done in a long time? Bit that jumps out at you?
I don't know if there's anything that particularly jumps out at me. I feel like we've abandoned a lot of fun things, right?
We're probably going to just have to go back and listen to everything and figure out what we did so we can do it again.
Yeah, let's revisit this kind of thing. I guess I am kind of excited, although the last like 2 to 3 to 4 times we've done them have been complete disasters is the sexy story time. Reading erotic fan fiction written by internet weirdos. Only because it spawned my favorite thing we've ever done on this show, the debut of Ghostbuster Steve. Anytime I think about Ghostbuster Steve, I laugh. The scenario that Ghostbuster Steve was in, how it ended up with Wolverine drowning in like a room full of his own shit. I just get very happy about that.
So Drunk has made some more here. I is off the list, Travis. What was I?
I was just Walmart Sam's Cola.
Sam's Cola is the next worst, and then D is the next worst after that. What's D?
No way. Is it?
What's D?
D? Drunk took D off the table? That's Coca-Cola, baby.
Wow.
It took Coca-Cola off the table quite early.
Wow. Coca-Cola is the 8th worst?
Wow.
Drunk.
I would not have put that as Coke.
See, I guess we can't keep revealing them, Travis, because he's got to guess which one's Pepsi and which one's Coke.
Oh, shit. I just told him which one's Coke. He's got to figure out what Pepsi. I'm not going to tell him if he takes out Pepsi.
Fair enough.
Do you have, like, one that you think is Pepsi?
It's between two of them, I think.
Well, pick the two, and Travis will tell you if it's one of the two. Yeah, I guess we didn't think all the parameters for this through.
Well, I feel like you kind of bug up your ass about this today, and you just, like, went crazy, and then we're
went
like,
to
shit,
every store in the St. Louis area looking for colas.
We're going to do something with this.
I think it's either B or L.
Travis, is Pepsi B or L?
Pepsi is neither B nor L.
All right, fair enough.
I can't believe Coca-Cola.
So Drunk couldn't pick up
Drunk
Coke
every
or
week.
Pepsi.
You come over here and you drink you a Coca-Cola.
And I'm pretty sure L is going to be number one. I like it.
Guys, we are blinded by the branding.
Yeah, see? Drunk thinks that L was his favorite cola, Travis.
I never even heard of this one.
What is L?
If L is Drunk's favorite cola,
is that the last one?
Drunk, is L your favorite cola?
L was my winner.
That was the last one, wasn't it?
Buddy, I'll tell you, if L is your favorite cola, congratulations to the new WFOD official cola, Stars and Stripes Cola.
You know what? I've had that on multiple occasions.
Travis, Stars and Stripes Cola is a 3-liter bottle from the dollar store.
Which dollar store?
The Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree Stars and Stripes Cola is the official cola drink of the WFOD.
Stars and Stripes Cola is the best. Fuck me. Are you shitting me, Drunk?
Drunk taste tested 11 different colas. And Stars and Stripes Cola from the Dollar Tree.
It's pretty good.
3 liters of this thing cost $1. This is our cola. Dun, 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 dun.
It's not bad. Dun, dun, dun. I don't hate it. Do you feel patriotic, Travis?
All right, so let me.
This is amazing.
I don't know.
I love the Dollar Tree so much that this makes me very happy.
F? Is F Pepsi?
F. Is F Pepsi, Travis?
F is RC Cola.
Mm. RC Cola, Drunk.
Another one I frequent. I do go get.
I like an RC Cola.
I get RC pretty often.
RC's not bad.
I mean, does it matter anymore? I guess we got...
Yes, let's keep going, man. Like, if he can whittle it down until he gets to the very last soda that could possibly be Pepsi.
So what was B? Because...
You like B?
B is Summit Cola.
Summit Cola.
Summit Cola.
Is that another generic from...
Summit Cola is the generic brand from Aldi.
Okay.
Drunk. You like that one too, huh?
It's
Drunk
okay.
likes all these generic-ass colas, Travis.
Well, RC is not generic.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, Stars and Stripes is the champion.
We're going to have to start making promos for Dollar Tree and shit.
So, in there also is...
all right, so here's L.
L?
That's
That was the champion?
We're the champion.
Okay.
All right, so do we just want to run down the list then?
So A, I'm thinking the A is 7.
A is the next worst. What was A, Travis?
A is Wildwood Cola.
Wildwood Cola. That was a generic brand from Schnucks, I believe.
Followed by G.
G is Vest Cola.
Yeah, I like Vest. That's surprising.
By the way, Drunk, you can have
any of these 2 liters of cola.
Well, I'm definitely taking the Stars and Stripes home. Man.
Fuck yeah, you are.
No,
he's gonna start carrying that around at work with him.
Mike, you gotta snap a picture of that and put it on our social.
Oh, Drunk's gotta do a promo for it. He's gonna say, "Hi, I'm Drunkard STL from WFOD, and when I'm drinking cola, I'm drinking Stars and Stripes." You know what I'm saying?
So which one did you say the RC was?
RC is F.
Okay, so you can take that out of there.
F.
And then I guess, well, which one of these do I...
You have B, J, and C left, drunk.
B, J.
Oh, okay. So I guess Coke has to be J then, right?
No, no, you've already discovered that D. Coke was D. Remember, so you took that off the table
Pepsi,
a long time
Pepsi
ago.
Pepsi was C, huh?
Was Pepsi C, Travis? Sounds like
no,
right.
Pepsi is J, the one that he just said Coke was.
Oh.
So what do we have left? We got B and C?
A, B. You need C and...
So J and then C, yeah.
Okay, so Travis, what I'll do is I will read off the worst, and you tell me what it is because he has all the letters here.
So we're going worst to best.
Worst to best. The number 12 worst cola is K,
which is dry zero cola.
Number 11 is H. That was the Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's when we, that's the suicide of colas.
Number 10 was E.
E was boiling cane cola.
Number 9 was I.
I was Sam's Cola, brought to you by Walmart.
Number 8 was D, which was Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola out quick.
Number 7 was A.
A was Wildwood Cola.
Wildwood Cola was, I think, the cheapest of all
of
them.
Is that Dollar General?
No, that was a Schnucks brand, I believe.
Schnucks.
Okay. Number 6 was G.
G was Vest Cola.
That's a generic brand, too. Most of these are generic brands.
Chunk of them, yeah.
Number 5 was C.
5 was Shasta Cola.
Number 4 was J, which I believe was Pepsi, wasn't it?
That was Pepsi, yep.
Number 3 was F.
F was RC Cola.
Number 2 was B.
Coming up as a runner-up is Summit Cola.
Summit Cola is the Aldi generic brand. And Stars and Stripes, the Dollar Tree generic 3-liter bottle of soda.
So the number one like name brand soda was RC, and that came up in third.
Yeah.
Yeah. RC's narrowly beat out Pepsi Cola.
Right. So there you have it, guys. The mouth America trusts.
Because tells you to not spend all your money on Coke or Pepsi. And just
get
that 3-liter
bottle. Get that Summit shit from Aldi's, or get that 3-liter bottle from the dollar store. Because
hey, while you're at Dollar Tree, pick yourself up some toothpaste and some sandwich baggies and maybe a couple shipping envelopes.
Is the Dollar Tree everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Is Dollar Tree a national? Oh, Travis has got them and we got them, so I guess that
I got all sorts of Dollar Trees.
It's a good.
So there you go. If you're in the Midwest, at least go to Dollar Tree and get your soda.
Drunk, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week, something with the people?
Oh, I did, and I got totally distracted by the soda. Let Travis go
so
first.
Much so much cola.
Well, I guess Stars so and Stripes, cola. Right?
Let Travis go first so I can rethink. Oh, I do remember. My pick of the week is Happy Fat Tuesday to everybody.
Is that today?
That is today.
What am I supposed to do on Fat Tuesday, drunk?
You're supposed to just gorge yourself till all ends, which I guess I did that.
You drink with 12 soda pops.
12 soda pops. Good day for it.
Is tomorrow,
go to 11 stores and buy 12 different colas.
Is tomorrow like Lent or something?
Tomorrow is the first day of Lent, Ash Wednesday.
Do you give stuff up?
Generally, I'm more of a try to do a good deed.
I gave a homeless guy $1 today, drunk.
There you go.
Because he said something to me when I was going in there, and I was thinking about it while I was in there, and I was like, you know, I'm going to 12 different places to get cola for a stupid bit, and this guy's freezing his ass out outside of a Schnucks. And
so,
I mean, I'm spending money on stupid shit. I might as well give this guy $1.
So, I'm spending $30 on cola I'm going to dump down the drain.
Get him a goddamn McDouble or something, make his day.
So, obviously, with today being Fat Tuesday, it's the last day of Mardi Gras. And you know how New Orleans does Mardi Gras big, right? Well, one of their things in the parade was a bunch of referees giving the FU to Roger Goodell, and they still can't get over this NFC
championship. Oh, like I play that HQ trivia game, and there's a chat in it during it, and the chat every day. I mean, how long has it been since the Super Bowl? Months.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks before that was that game.
Every day, so. It's the Saints were ripped off. The Saints were screwed. And
don't
like,
they know that these fucking football seasons just reset every year? Like, who gives a shit?
And for some reason, somebody every day just says bird's nest soup over and over again. Right. And I don't know what that's about, Travis. He says bird's nest soup every day.
Didn't the Packers get screwed like three times in the same season by refs? And you don't hear them fucking crying about.
Right.
Well, that's not true. I listen to Wisconsin sports radio.
Oh, and they still talk about the...
They fucking complain. They still talk about that... what was that? That Seattle game?
Yeah.
They still talk about that fucking game.
Travis, do you have a pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week this week is the new Netflix comedy special from Bert Kreischer called Secret Time.
Oh, yeah. I saw that a couple weeks ago.
So funny.
It is good. It's good.
So funny. You will really enjoy it.
Do you like Bert Kreischer?
I like Bert Kreischer. And
do you like him, Mike?
Oh, you're asking me. You know, like whenever I have seen something with Bert Kreischer, he's a guest on radio shows I listen to and stuff.
He's so good.
I always enjoy him. I haven't like got into the whole Bert Kreischer. I haven't dug deep into the Bert Kreischer world.
Me neither.
Obviously, you know, like, The Machine. And whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, I watched his last special, and I thought it was really funny. But, yeah, I don't go deep on Bert Kreischer. But I like what I've seen of him. He's funny.
I was introduced to Bert Kreischer because he was a guest on Doug Loves Movies a lot. And I was like, God, this fucking guy just seems like he's full of joy. And I watched something. Like, I hadn't seen anything from Bert Kreischer in a long time. And then I watched this goddamn special, and I was like, oh, fucking yeah. His daughter has the same name as mine, and if you have kids, it's like an extra layer of good times.
Does he take his shirt off, Travis? He takes
his shirt immediately. Off. Yeah. It's not like he usually does. I think usually he takes his shirt off at the end of a set. This is like literally within the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he does. Yeah,
he takes his shirt off. He says, "Take your shirt off."
They say the movie Van Wilder was based on his college career.
It's probably not true, though, right?
That's what they say.
Would you say you had a pick of the week?
Charlie, I'll tell you what my goddamn pick of the week is. Dude wipes. It's a lifesaver to me, Travis. You know, like one wipe really, and you're done.
Not the Fruit Rippers podcast.
This is not a paid sponsorship, guys.
Wipe your ass just like a dude.
I love the product, and I want to tell people about it. And I'll tell you, Stars and Stripes Cola. It's good cola, guys.
Rest in peace, Luke Perry.
The Fruit Rippers podcast.
Oh, with a OO with the umlauts.
The Fruit Rippers.
Good luck with that.
We did good last week with that.
Yeah,
because his other name was it was bad.
What was it? It was undiscovered,
undeniable,
undercover,
undeliverable,
terrible fucking name. Terrible fucking name. Guys, I'll tell you what. If you want us to critique your podcast,
or just the name of it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean we're not. Yeah, just the name of it.
Because
we're experts. Yeah, we're experts. We know how to name a goddamn podcast around here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Guns out, funds out, baby. That's what you're coming for, but they don't want to let you in. You drop your back to the floor, and you're asking what's happening. It's getting late now. Sips a Coca-Cola, she can't tell the difference yet. That's what you're coming for, we don't wanna let you in. You drop your back to the floor, you're asking what's happening. It's getting late now, hey now, enough of the arguments. She sips a Coca-Cola, she can't tell the difference yet. We'll be right back.
how she looks like trouble. See how she dances and she sips a Coca-Cola. She can't tell the difference, eh? She can't tell the difference, eh? That's what you're coming for. Don't wanna let you in. You talk it back to the floor. You're asking what's happening. It's getting late now, hey now. Enough of the arguments. She sips a Coca-Cola. She can't tell the difference, yeah. That's what you're coming for.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.